10% of swine. I'm 10%, man. I'm a 10%, bro. 10% of my swine is bacon. The other 9%, I don't eat swine. I just eat bacon, my brother. Yeah, oh, my bad. Too real for radio. She big homie, Max Million.
That's your boy, Young Jess. How y'all doing?
It's kick out. What's going down?
Yeah, man, we in here having a great discussion. I guess we're going to start the show off today about talking about healthy choices.
Y'all good?
Now, my situation is today with Justin and Kyle, we're having an argument about the swine.
Come on.
I told the brothers that I am 10% only deep in swine. The other 90%, I'm not messing with the swine. The 10% is only bacon, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on.
So,
bacon.
10%
that's
bacon.
I feel like that's worse.
Why?
Because bacon is just not good for you. That hoe's fried, first of all.
Okay, what
all
is?
All the grease on the
you
bacon.
You eat fried chicken?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Keep
that's
going.
Chicken,
no,
but how
ahead.
Often? How often do you eat fried chicken, though?
I don't
you a nigga. Keep it real. You black. You black. Come on, you black. You two times a week.
Anytime
any
I see
real
Kyle.
Black person eating fried chicken at least twice a week.
How many times do you eat pork?
He said twice a week.
Swine.
Bacon? About three or four.
So that's more than you eat chicken, right? So you're already doing worse.
But actually.
It is pork on top
the
of that.
The bacon, it is pork, my brother. However, the swine part, the bacon part
this.
Of the bacon.
Oh, you better sell the
is
dream.
The more lenient part of the swine. Therefore,
where does the bacon come from on a pig?
The back part. The top back, the don't touch no dirt, nothing. So, all the...
They're rolling that shit inside
of the skin. Not the bacon is not the skin layer. It's inside the back.
You know they have pores, right?
Yeah. So, you rolling
them.
Around in mud and fucking
they
holes
mud
and
in
all that
pores.
Shit. Your pores. I'm just saying.
Around in mud.
Yeah, but see, we take showers. Pigs don't take showers.
Well, that's cool. I wash my bacon out before I cook it, though.
You ever try to poison a pig?
Nah. But you can't.
Exactly. Yeah. And you still going to eat that motherfucker?
10%, dog.
Oh, my God.
Just the bacon,
so
bro.
So, you just going 10% poison yourself,
yeah, I'm 10% bacon,
but
bro.
See,
whatever.
Ground turkey.
You can go to Whole Foods, a farmer's market, Trader Joe's. You know what I'm saying? There's all that is out here.
Okay.
Right? I grew up on this.
Okay.
And you can get turkey bacon.
That shit's not
chicken
no,
sauce.
Turkey bacon tastes like rubber.
What
have you ever
mean?
Made a rubber?
I don't even want no.
Look, you think it's tofu. You think it's tofu.
No, I promise. Turkey bacon tastes like rubber.
I pretty much grew up on turkey bacon.
You through with swine?
I'm through with bacon. I don't care if it's turkey bacon.
So you eat swine?
No, I don't eat pork.
When the last time I ate some swine?
I can't remember.
No chillings?
No.
Chillings?
I never eat chillings.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm black.
You eat chillings?
I'm fat. No, I don't. I eat bacon. I told you I'm a 10%. Don't try to get me confused by no fucking inside, no contestants. The fucking pig intestines. But nah, I know like it's. Healthy choices or whatever, but I think bacon, I don't think bacon will make or break you, man. I'm in the gym, like, you know, four times a week.
I mean,
now,
everybody
know,
has their own cheat day. You can eat some bacon. Like,
true, but they just say don't make a habit of it.
Yeah.
You said you eat it three times a week.
That's well, not a habit. It take 30 days before I'm a habit.
Nigga, okay.
Three times
seven.
Four is 12.
Four,
three times four is 12. So I got, like, I ain't forming a habit. I'm just doing some shit. That bacon be good job. Bullshit.
I mean, I eat.
You eat bacon?
Yeah.
Okay,
cool. Look like bacon.
I've been told. No.
The hell say, bitch, you taste like bacon.
Oh, my God.
You are what you eat, you feel me?
Oh, my God.
But look, I'm like, Maxie, you know, I see you in the gym, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You're doing your thing.
So I should eat the bacon.
No, you can eat bacon.
Okay.
Like, I eat stuff that's not necessarily like the best for me.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're gonna be in the gym.
You be in the gym.
You should also eat. The way you want to, you know, feel. You know what I mean? So, you should eat, like, kale, you know.
You said eat how... Tell me something, Justin. You said eat how I want to feel. If I eat some kale, I'm going to go jump off this motherfucking side. Do I look like I'm going to get fooled out some motherfucking kale?
Huh?
I made a slush. Kale is like
a
form of spinach that we put in the smoothies and you chop up. But
know,
a fat nigga eating that grass, that's
exactly.
You tell me the elephant got fed off of grass?
Who?
Like the elephants. They get fed off of grass?
They're born,
but.
Oh,
no,
that boy,
see, look,
big bone. That's not me. I'm big boned. Yeah, I'm big boned.
But see,
man,
look.
We don't see in your baby picture. You know you weren't born big boned.
That pussy was straight. That pussy was straight. Piece of vinegar. Snap that pussy back.
Snap back.
But see, no, look. If you eat, you don't have to eat just kale. I don't eat kale. Like, my mom, she like one of them little weird freaks. Lisa Bonet, you know what I'm saying?
Lettuce.
Eat. Yeah,
lettuce
she
brown.
Lettuce.
That's
they call
I
it
mean.
A rabbit of the family. You feel me? I eat kale.
Uh-huh.
Who you
but,
mom?
Yeah.
Eat a rabbit?
Low key.
Of the family.
I ain't going to talk about that
yeah,
no more because I feel like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm walking into a trap. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do it. I'm sorry.
But
back to the kale list.
But see, look. You can eat kale.
Okay.
And then eat like.
You ate kale, Raquel? Oh, you're talking about kale. Oh, okay. He did mention the chicken name Raquel. Oh, okay, go ahead. You can eat kale.
Yeah, right. Yeah, kale okay. And stuff like that.
Okay.
Oh, boy. But you can also eat like a burger with it. Like me, I might put kale on my
burger. On top of your burger. Yeah. Is it a turkey burger, perhaps?
Nah, I can't fuck with no turkey
okay,
burger.
Okay, you need it. I thought it was just me.
Back in the day when I used to work at this restaurant when I was in high school, they had turkey burgers. My hoes went hard. As long as you put like
mayonnaise and mustard.
Yeah, ketchup, mustard.
You gotta trick yourself, huh?
Yeah, put everything you would on like a regular cheeseburger. Like put cheese on, lettuce, tomatoes, mayo.
Can't fix myself.
Ketchup, it is about onions, all that good stuff. Them hoes will hit. You just gotta trick yourself, but they're pretty good. I can't front.
This is gonna be ironic as hell, and I already know Max is about to say something.
I'm about to fire you
but
up.
But I'm about to get fired up. There's a spot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a spot in. There's a spot in LA that mm-hmm. I used to go to. I go to on the like the daily when yeah. I'm out there. And they got the best burgers.
Mm-hmm.
I get the turkey burger or the beef burger, mm-hmm. right? The regular burger. But the spot is called Piggy's.
Damn. That sounds good. I'm gonna check them out.
It's in Hawthorne. Piggy's is that spot. And they got the best
greasy burgers.
Huh? Like, greasy. The bag is just dripping. You know what I'm saying?
Once a month.
Oh, yeah, Piggy's. If y'all
Piggy's,
listen.
Yeah, y'all listen. Look out for it.
I wear a whole Piggy shirt.
Let me do a commercial.
Yeah.
You can go to Piggy's on Weston and Normandy and get a greasy heart attack burger.
The heart attack.
At Piggy's.
Yeah,
I mean, Piggy's. Hawthorne.
What's the address? Piggy after.
It's on, I don't even remember, but we're going to find out.
Hawthorne,
California, 90251.
90251.
You already know.
Is that Beverly Hills? Like, 90210. Oh, okay. Yeah. 51 is next to Beverly Hills.
Hawthorne is like.
East Compton?
Hey, nah, there is a hood in Hawthorne, best believe.
Neighborhood.
But, Hawthorne, like, it's in the middle of, like, the white people and the hood. It's like
the railroad track separated.
Like, yeah, pretty much. Inglewood is, like, down the street, but then you got Lawndale, which is, like, white people.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They got a drive-thru?
What, Piggy's?
Yeah.
Nah, they got a gate. You know what I'm saying? They locked that hole. Like, we can't.
Damn,
but,
that was so.
How long is it wait for the burger?
It's not long, like 10 minutes, something like that.
Because you know me, I fucked with Sparkle since I got down here.
I ain't had Sparkle.
You sleep. We got to split that bitch.
Yeah.
That bitch so big. That's the biggest hamburger in Houston.
That's the biggest hamburger
on Dowling Street. Life. Sparkles, we need that sponsorship.
Sparkles
Burgers on Dowling Street.
Like, I'm trying to, I'm a big burger person. I'm really trying to find out what's like the spots in Houston for like burgers.
I can take you on a Fat Boy World Tour.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'll get you gained by 20 pounds right quick.
Like, how I say you, like healthiness, like.
But I don't like all that beef all the time.
That's why y'all gotta get some.
Hey, last year, lasting your stomach for, it's like, what, 3 days?
Yeah, drum. Hey, y'all, if y'all ain't never had drum, I'm trying to tell you. Drum is probably one of my favorite fish, and I done had about 6 or 7 fishes in my life.
So, like 6 or 7.
6 or 7 of them.
And this nigga just went from beef to fish.
It's some drum fish.
It's a drum fish.
It's a it's a fish out the Gulf. It's pretty fresh.
What that look like?
It's like fish. It's just fresh.
He said it looked like fish. Looking at
gills and shit.
You know, got a couple eyes, little fins. 2 hours.
You know,
it's good.
School all the time.
Especially if you season that bad.
Not a school of fish.
Hey, so I went to Lotus.
How was it?
It was good. The nigga in front of me. The nigga in front of me. He said, let me get some scrimps.
Oh my God!
This nigga,
dinner's
on me.
I only saw that in the movie. I didn't know like that was like real. I didn't know niggas really said scrimp.
Oh, from that.
Oh yeah, that's hard. I think that's like get it together. Speaking of scrimps, let's talk about football, man. You know, college football is coming up. Y'all got any favorite picks?
The segue that he talked.
Yeah, shrimps is football. You know, bitches eat shrimp, niggas eat shrimp. Now, really, I was just trying to change the subject because I was getting hungry. This bitch, man.
Oh, you.
Let's talk about spring football though, man. Who y'all favorite college team this year? Who y'all think gonna make some noise? Hopefully Notre Dame makes a big impact.
Teams. Okay. First team, you know, TSU.
Okay.
Second team.
Way to suck off. Go ahead.
Boy, chill out. Second team, Oregon.
Okay.
Third team, Alabama.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question though, my brother. What makes TSU so important that they go in front of Oregon and fucking Alabama? Wow, it's statistically why? What? Talk to me.
School spirit.
The swag before the SEC, huh?
We Division One. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Spirit, that's lie. I'm not knocking. I'm happy.
You know,
you're my man. That's my man.
Two out of three of us got TSU Tigers apparel on right now, so you know.
All of us got because you got your work shirt on. So there you go.
Boy can't count. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he talking about 2 out of 3.
Communications major.
You're not mad, motherfucker.
I'm definitely a journalism major.
Can't count, but he'll write a story on your
back. I'll write about some numbers.
We ain't gonna talk about. about to man them up for you, bitch.
Can't add them up.
But I think Notre Dame has a pretty good chance this year. They have a running back from that transferred from Michigan, I believe. He's supposed to be an outstanding guy. he's supposed to be very.
What's his name from Michigan?
You don't know.
hey, this nigga name is Tyler Craig, man. Y'all look that boy. Go Google him, man.
Tyler what?
Tyler Craig. Tyler the Creator.
Boy. Eating roaches and shit.
Nigga just made up a whole stat in this hole.
He averages 7 yards per carry.
Yeah, yeah.
Six passing yards.
Looking ass.
Nah.
Who your favorite football team in college is,
yeah,
man?
Come on, Justin.
I'm going to say I'm really looking at my homeboy. He's running back for Georgia State.
Ooh.
Taz. Yeah, we ran track back in
So we going to Atlanta.
Back in the day.
We going up there and party with Taz?
Yeah, I mean, if y'all coming through. Yeah, he's, man, he one of the quickest kids in the nation.
Oh, that's cool.
So, I know he's doing big things. So, I know Georgia State, they got a chance with him. I really wish SC would get it together.
Yeah, USC, look, like, they're just, Vince Young knocked them off in the national championship. They ain't hit their shit right since. But Pete Carroll go right to the Seahawks and do the same shit, call a game and throw it. So, is he back to business as usual?
But yeah, Bama, you know.
Yeah, Bama always going to be a powerhouse. I think the talent and the recruit, you know, the system that they have set up, they're going to be.
True.
Yeah, they're going to be. As long as they keep saving, like the Cowboys kept Jimmy Jones, right? They're going to be good, yeah. As soon as they let saving go, they can count for Christmas and Easter. Speaking of Easter, man, y'all got y'all Easter suits ready for Sunday?
Look, man, I got a green.
Yeah, you know we only go to church once.
I got a green leisure suit.
Yeah.
Best believe.
Oh, so y'all been pimping.
Ain't no hurt nobody.
Get on down, bitch. He's gonna go to church look like a preacher. They gonna know he collecting off from the bitches.
Baby, let me lay hands.
I'm going to collect these bitches in his office.
Yes, sir.
Because the Lord said.
Lord, well.
Yeah, he'll say a green leisure suit. He is a hopeful dressing up first of all.
I know what I'm going to wear. I'm going to wear my gray suit. Yeah,
you going to Easter Sunday?
Yeah, where we going?
I don't know. We need to find something. I need to go think.
Oh, see, this way, I'm going to tell y'all exactly.
I missed Palm Sunday already.
I'm going to tell you exactly where
I
need to go.
They did have a dance contest.
Y'all going to head over to
break that bitch ass off.
Fountain of Praise.
You know, that's a big-ass church, man.
You been over there?
And then it's commercial.
I think I want to go to Windsor.
You know, that's a firing church right there.
Windsor might be lit, though. Windsor, I know about it. Have all
the hoes going to be in Windsor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I might go over there.
Wait. You going to church for Easter Sunday for hoes?
I just feel like
that. that's
hey, chill.
That's a
chill.
They not going to be hoes this Sunday.
Yeah, the Lord
they
going to
be Easter hoes. I mean, they're going to be bunnies.
Hey, even Jesus had hoes, though.
Okay. On the next subject.
Who was this?
Mary Magdalene.
Yeah.
Come on now.
You know your sister. Everybody got a friend. Everybody got a sister.
I ain't gonna say that I was knocking the boots.
Oh my gosh, you fucking right.
Everybody got a sister.
You got a friend that you done
pop. They spend the night and you sneak in the room and pop your sister in the shower or something. Hurry up before your sister. Now your sister catch. She gonna tell on both of y'all.
Yeah.
Cause her feelings is hurt. Cause she
how you
gonna
do that? My little brother? How you gonna hit my friend?
And let me just say, Lord, forgive me for I have sinned. You know,
for real. He did go. Me too about the Easter hoes. Lord, forgive me.
Me too for going.
They
for
not
the
no hoes, Lord. They not hoes. They bunnies.
I'm sorry for going to church for the hoes.
See, that's why I had to stop.
I heard that's why they all at though.
They are, but I heard them the bad ones.
Man, I heard them.
Cause y'all know how I am.
I just hope it's catfish.
Better be catfish.
It's interesting.
Man, I hope it's drum.
Drum fish. I hope it's drum fish.
I gotta see this fish. It's interesting though, like how you might see girls like at Limelight, especially when Drake was there over on Sunday.
All the thotties came out.
It was dudes end up being worse than the bitches though. Not worse. I'm listening though.
But like just how girls be at clubs or whatever,
yeah,
posting up, especially on Saturdays.
Dehydration face.
But then they be in church
on Sunday.
Huh. Acting like they didn't do nothing wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
See,
saying?
I learned it's not even my place to judge because I was probably right next to that little
girl. I was rolling that bitch up while she was battling
that. I was getting rolled up with
her. We sitting next to each other in church, matter of fact.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm in the choir stand. No, she had a mouthful of dick.
Girl, what time
night?
You go to sleep last night? Because I didn't get into about 3:30.
Boy, ain't a lot. To me, it's certain levels to it because, like, some girls, like, I know they go out there and they do their thing, like, but certain parts of the church is sacred. Now, we all see it, right? So, of course, we all need to go to church. So, I'm going to go in church. I know if I was in the club twerking, dropping that ass, eating dick, all that. Not me, I'm saying
this.
Hold
up.
From a female perspective.
Did I just hear eating ass?
No, I said dropping. I said dropping that ass and eating dick. I'm talking about from a female's perspective. I wouldn't get in the choir stand and sing on the holy mic knowing that I had unholy dick in my mouth. You know, I think hoes should have. I think these bitches should get some chill. Like, you hoes go to the club, go
like this
twerk.
Sunday, just say you got a sore throat.
Yeah,
like
and you going to Easter. You going to the club Saturday night, Easter Sunday, Sunday. You go eat up the nigga at the club. Then you got the other nigga after him you going to see. Then you going to go to the choir rehearsal and sing on the good Lord mic. Not the real, not his real mic, but the microphone with the dick breath on your breath. That ain't cool. I think that shit should be levels.
What she
and they should get cheap.
What she prayed?
Well, the Lord know her heart. He still smell a dick on your breath because he know it's y'all. So...
See, Max is having a nigga to pray over the pussy.
Boy, Lord bless you. See, beautiful lips. Please just let it snap back out. I'm done beating this up.
Got this whole thing 4 ounces of vinegar for you, bitch. Snap that pussy back.
I know. Why I asked some girl that the other day.
What'd she say?
If you, I was like, you ever got vinegar tried on you? And she said, what?
Boy, she's not excited.
He a hoe for ass.
Yeah. I was like, you know what I'm talking about.
You know her?
You got to put in the bad water to make that pussy get back tight. Snap that pussy tight.
I know her,
why
yeah.
Snap that
trick.
Pussy tight.
Yeah, I knew her. So like, I wasn't about to just ask no random, like.
Oh, you know?
That'd have been, yeah.
See, I'm a fool. I ask randomly.
Y'all need to go ask them like that when we get through.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Gonna hook them up. Man, let's talk about Trey Walker, man. It's a devastating loss for the university,
that's
man.
That's the boy.
Rest in peace, man. And I'm glad we came to this part of the podcast. It's gonna be kind of a serious part, so y'all, we might not be laughing to those that are listening. But I just want to say, I would like to just take the time out and say that decisions that we make affects us and the people that we care and love about. So sometimes we just need to stop and really just think like how this would affect us, even if it's in a negative or a positive way, because you got to think who you're affecting by your decisions. For instance, I got in trouble one time, and I was at court and all that bullshit, and I, you know, going to court, the judge, you see your mama, your sisters, my little girl, I'm like, damn, all these people here, and the actions of my acts caused me to be in there, which caused my family to be in the courtroom with me and have to watch me go through this bullshit, mm-hmm. and I regretted that because I wasn't even worried about myself. It was just more so hurting my parents, my mother's feelings, you know, letting her down, disappointing her, and putting her through all that. Right. So I just want to say, man, sometimes we have to think and before we move and just think of the consequences and know your value. Understand the value of your life, spiritually and physically. You know, I think sometimes we don't understand how important we are to society and to the world and to the people that are around us. So I think if we just stop and take the time and just say, you know, take that little moose sign and be like, hey, man, you know, what's the consequences of my act? If we would stop and do that more so as young black brothers, I think we'd be a whole lot better off. You know what I'm saying? And you guys can chime in whenever you get ready to. But Brother Trey, he just, you know, he got on the bike. He was doing something that he loved. And we all make mistakes and we all have accidents. So I'm not belittling him or anything like that. I just wish he had never got on the bike. But I know through this experience, God is going to use this experience to shed light to other young men, you know, to make the great decisions. And, you know, I think he was an inspiration because he made it out of Dade County. You know, everybody know about that. That's Miami. You don't make it out of Miami in real life. Mm-hmm. Then you came to TSU to play football in college, and then you go to the NFL from TSU. And not saying TSU a horrible place, but it's not Alabama. It's not the USC's or, you know, the UCLA. So you have to work that much harder than the regular mm-hmm. people that comes from those type of colleges. Mm-hmm. So I think to say he did that was extraordinary.
Beat the odds twice.
Exactly. And for him to just go out on a moped, a dirt bike, I thought that was horrible. So I just want to say, man, you got young guys, sisters and brothers, man, just with your actions, just think about it. You know, just think about the consequences, man. Right. And you guys can chime in like the fuck me. I said about 20 minutes ago. You guys can like, feel free to fucking chime in.
The thing about me about the whole thing is like I didn't really know him, but the few times I did meet him, he was just like a real down to earth, cool dude. And I was just like, I literally just saw him like 3 weeks ago at this Q party or what it was.
It was just us in there.
Chill. All 7 of us in there. But still, it was just like he was just a real cool down to earth person. And then like after this happened, you just see all the people that truly loved him and just truly cared about him, and just seeing how many people's hearts are broken for this, just, I don't know, just, it just hurts me a little bit.
It's wild.
Get in front.
Wow.
It's hard losing somebody you love. Shout out to Trey.
His story is actually really common, mm-hmm. and that's what's really unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
There was a basketball player, I cannot remember his name, but I think he played for, was it Duke?
Mm-hmm.
If you
Jason had, Williams? No.
I think that's
Jason, the motorcycle accident.
Yeah. Yeah. Jason Williams. Mm-hmm. And he pretty much his whole career was over, and he was like I don't know if he was number one draft pick, but he was in the top
draft pick.
Yeah.
What about the Kevin Winslow guy from Cleveland?
Oh, I didn't even know
he was a talented tight end, Kevin Winslow, and he got hurt on the bike. And I think right before that, right after that, Ben Roethlisberger got hurt, and then the league tried to start coming down like with different rules about the mopeds or the motorcycles or whatever. So I think the league was cracking down. It's ironic that the league owners' meetings in Miami this year, which Trey just had this accident, so I know that they're going to bring that up, probably going to be something they try to work on to find some different rules or something like that to keep players off bikes during the season and off the season. Like, to me, like, bikes, I mean, to each his own, you know, everybody have their own thing. Because I even see Meek Mill and, you know, all those guys doing the little dirt bikes, wild or not. But, you know, y'all be safe, man. I mean, bikes, they cool, I guess, but it's not for me.
It's more safe if you're, like, in numbers when you're just by yourself. Because, I mean, if you got, like, a whole brigade of bikes with you, I mean, you're a little bit more safer. But even then, you may have, like, an inexperienced rider with you, and, you know, they may mess up. But still, it's just, like, it makes it a little bit easier for the riders knowing that there's more people around you that are on bikes rather than just a bunch of cars or, you know, at night or wherever the situation may be.
Yeah, and then safety gears are always a plus. I know we sometimes we'll be too cool because we get in the car sometimes and be like, man, fuck that seatbelt. But at the end of the day, man, it's cool to be safe.
I don't know about
y'all
tripping.
I mean, if we going up, like, you're going on the street, you don't want to put your seatbelt on. But I'm learning, like, it doesn't matter, like, whenever time, just be safe. Like, it's better to be safe than cool. So you got to be safe and, you know, use your actions and think. Like, you just got to just really think. And this really, it's
Thank
a necessity. Safety is a necessity of the reason. Like, you get on bikes, it's cool to be safe. You have to be safe. And, man, rest in peace, Trey Walker, man. I guess we're going to dedicate this show to Trey.
For sure.
And safety, it's numbers and safety, man. That's all I'm going to say, man. Rest in peace. And shoot, I guess we're going to get off that one unless you want to say something else, Justin. About that particular situation, brother.
What I was saying, like, just with, like, the rookies, they should, the NFL, NBA, all the professional teams, really, or organizations, they should, I don't know, not necessarily a class, but they should have something for the rookies incoming, because, like I said, this is a common thing, and for a rookie to get that much money, I don't know how much Trey actually received, but I do know that, on average, you know, a football player will make up to 6 figures, right? So, they feel invincible. You know what I'm saying?
And then you're young without.
Yeah, you're young. Imagine
from
being
the hood. You got all these millions. Shit.
Yeah. I can only imagine being.
Some bitches. They're gonna get me having a fucking nut a thon.
Not
they're gonna have me. They're gonna catch me having a thon. You know how many nuts I could bust in this?
Okay,
aisle.
Say y'all are giving $3 million right now. What y'all do with it?
Invest my ass off.
I think, to be honest, man, if I $3 million right now, my mom gonna get a house. Fuck a mortgage. I'm gonna just have to buy her a house. I'm gonna buy me a wash interior. Two of them motherfuckers in the projects. I'm gonna get two wash chairs in the hood. I'll find out some good stocks. I think I'll invest in some medical marijuana. maybe even going as far as trying to buy my own dispensary.
That's what I would do.
And I'll be through it. I'll be rich for the rest of my life.
Right.
Cause I'll be my biggest customer. I mean, I'll be my biggest supporter.
That's a $1 billion company in the rising.
Yeah.
With $3 million.
Get $3 million right now.
Twerk out, cash out, bitch.
See,
cash out.
I'm hitting a lot.
I don't really want to just put my business plans out there, but I'll be making business moves definitely. What we discussed earlier.
Yeah. Right.
That's something I could just see taking off like huge. Sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would invest it into different things. I look at companies all the time that are on the rise.
Right.
I wish I was younger. I wish when I was young,
you had the mindset.
I had the mindset because I definitely would have invested in Apple. Like when I was what, like 6, Apple was just now rising. You know what I'm saying? Because they were huge.
You had money at 6 years old.
Huh. I mean, I had a
little
cool cup ass nigga,
paper route.
I used to, you know, mow the lawn, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I used to do that, pick up them niggas, leave for $20, half ass,
you know what I mean?
That's
because I was young, but they like, fuck it, you hustle, you trying.
Show my mom my test scores. Hey, can I get some money? You know, it's good.
So you show your mom, oh, you was spoiled. You show test scores and get cash.
I wasn't. I was a little spoiled. But I had to work for it. I really did.
Oh, yeah.
He said, bullshit. He said,
bullshit.
Nah,
get us on me.
My first year.
So what?
My first year on the track.
She looked out.
Nah, she made me sell candy to pay for my uniform.
Boy, I thought he was about to tell a good story. Yeah. Nah, she made me sell some fucking Twix bars and Snickers.
Yeah. Girl Scout cookies. She wanted to see how dedicated I was. And then when she saw me go to the Junior Olympics, shout out to your boy. She was like, oh, okay.
She
said,
boy, I'm playing.
That nigga did the 3x3 relay. I mean, the 4x4.
The pillow sack race.
So, yeah, I was in the relay, but that's for the fastest niggas, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, when she said she saw that, and she saw that Snoop Dogg League was trying to recruit your boy, you know what I mean?
Snoop?
Yeah, he has
smoke weed?
He has a league, a football league in L.A.
Oh, where? That's where, oh boy, was that?
Yeah, I know.
That's Oregon now. What's his name? Or no, he in the league now. Shit, I'm tripping. He in the league.
There's a lot of people that came out of Snoop Dogg's. Yeah. I didn't want to do that, though.
Well, my 3 million.
He made sure to let everybody know.
My bitches finna be on. They finna sell that pussy.
Parents get a house.
Okay.
People getting them out of debt.
All right.
Investing in stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making it rain at V-Lot. No.
Cash out, bitch!
Cash out! I'll pay your bills. I'll pay your mortgage. I got you, ho. Don't worry about
it. Hey, I'm gonna
hit a girl in the strip club and be like, baby, you ain't got to do this no more.
He's saving these hoes. He get 3 million.
You
hoping to find Kyle Trey the third of you.
Yeah, see, that's just like a life.
He's saving these hoes.
No bullshit, dog. I'll do that. I'll probably business
moves. My nigga say he's saving them hoes.
But a good, you know, 25,000?
Yeah.
V Live, for sure.
Oh, boy.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to help you cash that out.
Hey, you know what would be smarter, though? You know what would be smarter? To own a piece of V Live.
To buy open up Z Live. Fuck V Live, you can open up Z
Live.
And be cool.
If your pasta popping.
I'm opening up X Rated and calling it strip club.
Hello.
Hey, y'all don't steal that. That's all they coined.
X Rated. I'm finna go. X Rated. Strip club coming soon.
Hey, y'all. But we appreciate y'all.
Check this
out.
Man,
we supposed to end it with a freestyle. I guess we go ahead.
Oh, turn on the beat. Crank up the beat. We finna crank up the beat.
Let's crank it up.
Crank the beat up.
Yo, Lane did
this for y'all, man.
This for y'all. We about y'all.
Justin really ran out this hoe.
We ain't no rappers, but we just like to have fun sometimes. But
he said, I'd rather run out this hoe. But he said, I gotta go.
Justin finna run out this hoe.
Oh, let me get that beat for you.
Get that beat. You know what I'm saying?
If it wants to pull up.
If it want to pull up. She told me pull up.
You
this
up.
For the podcast.
Don't
man.
Pull out.
Oh my God!
Don't pull out. Just pull up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the thoughts. Yeah, that's the same one. That ain't the one.
Yeah, it is.
That ain't the one.
Yeah, it is.
It's the intro.
Yeah, it's the intro.
That's the best you can do.
It's a low. What you want? Something else? What you want?
So fast.
What you want? Tell me what you want, man. Sure.
Anything, man. It's something live.
Come on,
bro.
I hate when you do this because you always say
anything
you want...
live, bro.
While
Kyle is finding us the beat, man, y'all can check out this podcast. We have a new broadcast once a week.
Once a week.
You guys tune in. Y'all can catch it on iTunes soon. Right now, we on www.soundcloud.com.
Under Too Real for Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Go check us out.
Yep. Waiting on our fake ass engineer to come on with this beat.
Come on. You ain't tell me what you want.
Anything, man. Five on it, man. Brandon, put the ladies on.
In the meantime, you want to put on that Plaza?
Oh, yeah. We got to let y'all know, man. We ain't playing about this, man. Plaza's coming to town, man. So you get ready, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm only doing this this instrumental because we're in
April 16th, Anna. HPNE Arena, Anna. Houston, Texas, Anna. Man, TSU, man. When I say that, bitch gonna be legendary. Bitch, it gonna be legendary, bitch. You already know I fuck with TSU, bitch. Ran off on a hood twice. He started calling, I ain't calling back.
I thought y'all knew, man. Plies April 16th, man. Pre-sales $10 with ID. At the door is going to be $30 for you outside. We're going to wreck this podcast freestyle right quick. Me and my boy Young Dre. And I guess I'm going to kick this hoe out real quick. What's going on? We almost through. Give my 5 minutes.
Send them
out.
Start
Are y'all ready? Send them home.
And they ain't getting paid for it either. Okay.
It's a warm-up.
I told my grad to send them home because they out there bullshitting. I'm up in them straight pulpit, straight on the committee. This the podcast. Me and my niggas live, so it's the broadcast. Chilling in the Tiger Lanes, doing a fucking swagger. I done came down, bitches, like a Mick Jagger. Bitch, I got my swagger back, but I'm not a swagger jack. Tell a fake to fall back, riding in the Cadillac. Chill. Just pause for a second. Told her eat this dick, go and get it for a second. She swallowed these kids, now she gone for the seconds. Passed the mic to Kyle, now he gone for the seconds. Hey.
Gone for the seconds, so I brought it back. You know I had to do it, had to kill the fucking track.
Yeah.
The boy Killer Kyle, you know we gone wild.
Yeah.
You know I had to do it, had to kill the freestyle.
Yeah.
Nigga, where you at?
Yeah.
You know I'm about to kill.
Kill.
You know I got the card, so you know I'm about to deal.
Deal.
You know I'm coming real afraid, never had to be real.
Be real.
Be real. Be real, nigga, had to be trill. In the H-Town, nigga, gotta move around.
Move
you
around.
Know we gotta get wet or we drip or drown.
Drip or
what's
drown.
Up with the game? Shitting on your lane. You know I'm getting high, just rising to the fame.
Yeah. Rising to the fame. Pass it to the justice, cause he's about to switch the lanes. Niggas get strange, niggas trying to change.
Word.
Jump up in the foreign, I guess that's the range. Rover, never sober, born in October. Pass that bitch, cause... Praise to Jehovah. About to fall off, but I'm back on. Just to come on, bring the freestyle on.
Yo, hey, Maxi, you need to stop using that pork. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to go in. I'm kind of sick, but I'm going to keep going in.
Yeah.
That swine is a no-no. You got to know. And you need to stop bringing up Jehovah, yo.
Yeah.
Because... you ain't no Christian. You out here sinning. Need to understand if you feel me.
Yeah.
Turkey bacon, that's the real trill. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's the food for your thoughts.
So,
get that chicken sausage. Yeah. I don't even know.
Hey,
it sounded kind of weird. I'm going to go back
because
I'm going to keep it real clear.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to go ahead to church because the kid really needs some learning in his life, yo. I don't know. That made no sense. I'm gonna keep going. I'm really
Justice.
I'm making my own shit.
Clue.
It's the blueprint you need to understand.
Drop that
real
ball.
Quick.
It's the warm up.
It's the
warm up. Understand.
Well,
let me get it in. I'm about to go in now. Look, they laughing on me. But I'm gonna keep going in because I'm real, homie.
What
I ain't chill. I'm gonna go in.
We're
gonna end it real now. Go in.
Get
look, I'm the greatest you ever seen. I'm the best freestyler, man. I'm so mean.
Hell no.